This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
A long time ago, they put me on a train from Selma, Alabama. And I rode that train all the way to Talladega.
The Blind Boys of Alabama have been singing gospel music for seven decades. They lived through a world war, the civil rights movement, moon landings, and the invention of the internet. They've gone from their beginnings at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind all the way to the White House, where they've sung for three presidents. Now the Grammy Award winners are back at it with a new recording called Almost Home. Original member Jimmy Carter took time out from a series of events in Durham recently to talk about his life's work. Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
So when you started all those years ago, did you have any idea that you'd still be singing for people at the age of 84?
Let me tell you this. When the Blind Boys started out, we were not even thinking about any kind of accolades or anything like that. All we wanted to do was get out and sing gospel music and tell the world about Jesus. That's all we wanted to do. You know, we realized it took money to live, but that was not our primary objective. Our objective was to try to touch people's lives and give them the true meaning of gospel music.
How old were you when you realized that that was your calling, that that was what you wanted to do?
Well, my mother and father had six boys, and all of the boys could see except me. So I wondered about that, and I questioned God about it. But, you know, he saw further down the road than I did, because I wanted to know why did he give everybody their sight but me. So now I know why. You know, if I had had my sight, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So he knew that. So this is why I feel that this is my calling. This is what I was destined to do. So I'm doing it, and I'm glad about it.
Well, we've been listening to Stay on the Gospel Side, which leads the new record. As you became more successful, were there temptations to go in more of a secular direction with your music ever?
No. There was a time when, I'm sure you're familiar with Sam Cooke.
Absolutely.
We were in Los Angeles, California at the recording studio, and they came to the Blind Boys and Sam Cooke. They wanted Sam to cross over, and they wanted the Blind Boys to cross over. Well, Sam crossed over, but the Blind Boys, we turned it down. We were determined to, you know, we knew our gospel roots were, and we were determined to stay there, so we didn't go.
And I just stayed on the gospel side.
Pray for Peace is an irresistible call to action, and it was written by the North Mississippi All-Stars. You had 50 songs submitted to you for this record, which is pretty flattering.
Pray for Peace seems to be the one that everybody's taking to, so that's good.
Yeah, well, and it moves along. That's a cooking tune.
I think that our grandmother would be brokenhearted to see their children right back where we started. Makes me wanna holler, makes me wanna moan. I'm gonna keep on singing till the morning comes.
What are some of the biggest changes that you've noticed in the U.S. through these long years of touring all over the country?
Well, when the Blind Boys started out, you know, we started out in the segregated South. And all of that now has just about faded away. We still have some diehards left, but most of them, you know, everything is... I've noticed that change, and the gospel itself had changed some. When we started out, it was just traditional, nice, contemporary, and every other kind of gospel you want to see. But we are traditional. We are a traditional group, and that's where we're going to stay.
Singing Brings Us Closer is both a true statement and a song written by Phil Cook, who's a favorite around these parts.
And we love him, too. He loves the Blind Boys.
I'll tell you what. He says you guys are among his heroes, and I don't think he's ever been prouder than when you decided to record the song he wrote for you.
It's a great song. We love it.
I remember when my mother used to sing, oh, the joy that her voice could bring. When I'm low and I'm afraid, and I long to see her face, singing, bring her closer.
We're going to go out with a song called I Can See. What touched you the most about this song?
Well, two of my young men wrote this song. My guitar player and bass player wrote it. And some of the lyrics are really good, you know. And sometimes I have to cry because I, you know, didn't have my sight. But I can see God's been good to me, even though I can't see. No, he still opened doors for me. He's still good to me. So that's what got me.
He stayed with you on a long road.
A long, long road.
Jimmy Carter is an original member of the Blind Boys of Alabama. The legendary group's new record is called Almost Home. Mr. Carter, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, my friend, for having me.
I can see.